The Neural Diva sings. What you are about to hear is, where are the great ones, the fire-minded ones? I have about a book's worth of lyrics that I want to put in this opera, so this could easily become a song that's longer than high school, and that's what I originally expected. It is difficult to estimate in human years the amount of effort required to make my Neural Diva sing. On top of that, AI and I have to do a solid dollop of refactoring every once in a while as we chase a feature or two. The AI rewrites code very well, humans not so much. We are just too slow and we get bored all too easily. And as you can imagine, you can't just have one singing voice in an opera like this one, and really, it has to span multiple technologies so that you do have synthesized voices, but also the standard neural country or folk music or even rock songs. It all has to come together and be unique and interesting and different. The world needs movements that move, that explain where to go in life, that does not result in a loop. That can't be presented in a single format, in a single opera. There must be gently robotic voices here. There must be a long story that's pictured with sound. And pop, folk music, techno of course, UFO sounds all the way. And then pure voice of a cathedral neural diva tying it all together. Not to mention the orchestra. And I will let AI coin a term here, blur. Depending on what story is being told, a diva may need to blur her words. This does not mask the tragedies that she sings about. It is just that every word here becomes unnecessary. I am concerned about the musical side, and I am working on a second program that we will now talk about. It is a proof of concept, but, you know, in the age of AI, the story is that you also prove the concept on the first day you try it out. Amazing age to be living in. It is a classical music generator. A classical response to drums, bass, chords, and melody that you can mix and match. AI made it clear that this is not as simple as I make it sound, because these can't be just any components, can't be just any drums, bass, chords, and melody. They each need to be manufactured for each other. So, if we didn't have AI, this would be pretty much impossible. With AI, generating or even composing compatible music parts is just the next step that only takes a moment, less than 10 minutes. In classical music, we don't actually have drums, bass, chords, and melody. We have pulse/figure, bass voice, inner voices, and theme. In opera, we have orchestral pulse, harmonic floor, orchestra color, and vocal line. That's the diva. You understand now why this is difficult to estimate. We are composing on the scale of multiple lifetimes. My proof of concept resulted in valid music, and it works beautifully. I hear it as UFO sounds, though I have samples now. I haven't even looked at it yet. I hear root electronic sounds that are yet to be processed by professional equipment. Eventually, they do become songs. If you ever listened to a MIDI file, that's what I heard. And it was nice and in harmony, and actually very interesting to play with. The opera vocal line is the perfect launch pad for the diva. The pulse floor and color remain stable as she takes off, fully compatible with the rest of the system. That's the point of having a generated one. And compatibility here does not end at opera and classical. This is my solution to the crisis of tonality, vocals aside. I will be instructing the AI to cross the genre line, and frequently so. I appreciate what the other composers are doing. I can see it very well. Anyone can. But crossing the genre is something that I like, is something that moves me, is something that I want to excel at. And I have heard it today. I have tested it. It's strong. Allow me now to tell you what those four pieces of musical DNA translate to in other genres. EDM and pop is actually more correctly defined as drums, bass, chords, and lead. Rock has drums, bass guitar, rhythm guitar, and lead or vocal. Country has kick slash snare slash clap, bass, guitar slash piano, and vocal hook or fiddle. Jazz has ride slash groove, walking bass, comping chords, and solo line. My little four-piece theory, in theory, is able to bridge those genres with the help of AI, so that I can now swap the opera orchestra pulse for rock drums and the harmonic floor for classical music cello bass line. Crisis of tonality? What crisis? And of course, the vocals will gravitate between diva and solo pop and maybe country. It's just based on what is being said and how clearly it must be spoken. And what needs to be said is that schools do not work, and what follows is the slow unraveling of people who are meant for greatness. This is, of course, nothing new. It is as old as the murder of Socrates.